the Lord, thanks to Calvary. Amen. Man, Calvary, make a difference. You ought to take Jesus home with you today.
Yeah.
I wouldn't go, you know, I preached last Sunday on life without Jesus ain't worth living. I wouldn't go through a day without Jesus. I wouldn't spend a minute apart from Him. I'm glad when I got saved, He told me, He said, Eddie, I'll never leave you. I'll never forsake you. He said, Lord, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. I like a Savior like that, Sister Carolyn. I like one I ain't ashamed of. I'm taking with me everywhere I go. I tell people about it. Some of them shunning. Some of them, they want to hear about it. Some don't. But I tell you what, boy, never a man speak like He spoke to me. Amen. Hey, if you want to shout, shout. This is God's house. All I am, Mr. Boy, I got the recorder on. Do whatever's in your heart.
I'm listening while y'all sing. Before I sing that song, I'm going to sing about the preachers. Thank God for the preachers. As I walk down the sidewalk of the city streets and see, see the misfortune of a man in the gutter lying there helpless, clutching a bottle in his hand.
Yeah.
In some other garden, it was some young man's father. Now he's a prisoner of sin.
Oh, yeah.
No hugs in the morning, no family offer. He gets by the best that he can. Thank God for the preacher.
Yes.
Who told me of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Faith, if not for His grace.
Thank you,
Lord, help me show others.
Amen.
Your love and Your mercy.
Yeah.
Make my life a witness to others, I pray.
Amen.
In a little white church house, an old tear-stained altar, for mercy was heard. Though his sins are meaning, his burdens heavy, he touched the Lord at His word. The angels rejoiced as He was again.
Just
fill the temple that day. I'll never get over this tear that altar. Oh, I was a sinner who prayed. Thank God for the preacher.
Thank you, brother.
Who told me of Jesus. Oh, I'd be a beggar if not for His grace. Lord, help me show me
say, man, the Bible says we ought to be living epistles.
Yeah.
We ought to stand out in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation. We ought to be lamps that are trimmed and burning for Jesus, amen. And I'll tell you what, brother, the old devil like to quench it. The devil like to blow it out. And I'll tell you right now, we ought to trim it up and live for the glory of God. Let him not be ashamed of Him, amen.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Before you quit, will you sing
it
on or song, leave it on or whatever, pray through, or you get that with you?
Preaching?
That's what, leave
it
with the altar, let him pray through, in other words, you know.
Oh. Thank you, Bob,
really get saved,
okay. I'm not too sure I got it in this one, no.
Talk about the altar, yeah.
Thank
you.
No, I don't. I don't got nothing. It's all in
you. You saw each other tonight.
Huh?
Don't talk about the altar or what it said.
Yeah, I don't got it.
Oh, you got it with you?
I just bought one book.
Oh, I see what you mean.
I just figured on singing out the one book.
Okay.
Help yourself, I pray.
Today I went back to the place where I used to go.
Hey, buddy.
And I saw the the same old crowd I used to know. But when they asked me what happened, I tried to tell them.
Hear me.
Thanks to God,
yeah.
I don't come here
anymore. Come on, little mom, and be in service.
Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the one that I used to be. Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before. And as the tears run down my cheek, I try to tell them. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. Today I went back to the house where I used to live.
Yeah, let's...
My little boy running in behind the door. I said, son, have no fear, you got a new daddy. Thanks to Calvary, I don't live there anymore. Thanks to Calvary, I'm not the one that I used to be.
Woo!
Thanks to Calvary, things are different than before.
Yes.
As the tears run down my cheek, I try to tell them. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore. As the tears run down my cheeks, I try to tell them. Thanks to Calvary, I don't come here anymore.
Yeah,
man. Thank you,
Grace. Thank you, brother. Praise the Lord. I'll tell you what, Calvary make a difference. Amen.
Amen.
We'll be preaching.
Praise the Lord about Calvary.
Amen. God bless you, Molly. Amen. Praise the God.
Amen.
Once you have that
blood,
yeah. You won't want no other. That's
right.
No other.
Bless you, sister.
The world might rock right now, my biggest, but I'll never give up. That's
right. Amen.
I praise you today. I love you.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you, sis.
Because one day my life is going to be over and I'm going to stand in front of
him. Yeah.
If I don't want to, I still have to stand before
him. Yeah.
Amen.
So I praise his holy name. I love
him. Bless you, Sister Molly.
I'll never forget what he's done for me.
Amen.
On Calvary, how he was peace for me and how he bled for me.
Yeah.
When I accepted him years ago, I meant it. And he's still right here today.
Amen.
I praise his holy name.
Amen. Bible said in the book of Hebrews, consider him. You ever thought about Jesus like she said? I realized what he done for me. She took Jesus home with her. Had him married ever since. Amen. All right. Appreciate that. Maybe somebody else got something on your heart. Give you an opportunity. And if not, open up your Bible, Hebrews chapter 9. And I'll be reading quite a bit of scripture there. I'll be as fast as I can. I'm only going to use one verse, verse number 28. But maybe you know you haven't been reading your Bible this week like you ought to. We try to get you as much of the Word of God as we can while you're here. You know, Job said this about his sons. He said there in Job chapter 1, he said, it may be that my sons have sinned, cursed God in their hearts. And thus Job did continually offered up sacrifices for them, rose up early in the morning, according to the number of them all. I don't know what all you done this week, what all, but I'm going to read you the Word of God like Molly said there. The Bible mentions the book of Ephesians by the washing of the water of the Word and also by the blood. I like to be clean. Amen. I mean all the way clean. Amen. All right. Hebrews chapter 9, we'll start our reading verse number 19. And it's talking about what Molly mentioned there, about the blood. For when Moses had spoken every precept to all the people according to the law, he took the blood of calves and of goats with water and scarlet wool and hyssop and sprinkled both the book and all the people, saying, this is the blood of the New Testament which God hath enjoined unto you. Moreover, he sprinkled with blood both the tabernacle in all the vessels of the ministry. And almost all things